We have a very busy morning, so we're going to have a very short teaching. So you have to pay careful attention to every word. Moses comes down the mountain the first time and he sees the golden calf. He smashes the tablets. He goes back up the mountain. The second time, what is the difference between the Ten Commandments or the tablets or the Torah that he engraves and the first time? The second time it says, who engraved the tablets? The first time, who engraves the tablets? Okay, the first time God engraves the tablets, the second time Moses engraves the tablets. The second time he comes down, obviously there's no golden calf, right? They've gotten rid of that. But something else happens that did not happen the first time. What happens to Moses when he comes down the mountain the second time? His face is all alight. It's a glow, and he has to put a veil over his face so as not to alarm the Israelites. The question is, why wasn't his face glowing the first time? Why was his face glowing the second time and not the first time? I mean, after all, the first time he was bringing down the tablets that God made, for God's sake, both literally and figuratively. So Rabbi Sachs from England has a beautiful answer. He said, because the second time, it was the product of Moses' effort. And because Moses put himself into it, it made him glow. Because those things we do in the world that are purely from God don't give us the same internal glow as those things in which we partner with God. So if you built your sukkah, you feel a pride in it that you don't feel in the mountains that you pass by on the 405. Because one is the product of your effort with God's direction, and the other is purely a product of God's effort. So the second set of tablets are the ones that we have. They're the ones that endure. They're the ones that make us glow. Page 1260.